degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. There is a flash flood watch in effect for a lot of the listening area until noon today. Locally, that includes Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, Guthrie, Crawford, Carroll, Greene, Dallas, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. And there is still a flood warning in effect for northern Guthrie and Greene counties until 9 a.m. In area news, two public hearings will take place during tonight's meeting of the Audubon City Council. The first hearing is with regard to the sale of city-owned lots, all of which are in Block 13 of the City of Audubon. The hearing will be followed by the receiving of bids and action on those bids. The council may choose to reject the bids, act on a resolution selling the properties to successful bidders, or table the matter until their next regular meeting. The Audubon City Council will also hold a public hearing on the 2012-2013 budget amendment, followed by action on a resolution approving the amendment. Other action items include those pertaining to a resolution prohibiting the use of excessive force and a residential anti-displacement and relocation assistance plan, both of which need to be adopted as a requirement for a community development block grant or CDBG award. The Audubon City Council will also consider an audit proposal. Their meeting in the council's chambers at the Audubon City Hall begins at 7 p.m. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
A Northwest Iowa couple had been rescued from their home after it was surrounded by rising floodwater from a nearby creek. Stephanie Lukey told the Sioux City Journal that she and her husband Ray had never seen Willow Creek rise so quickly near their home off of Iowa Highway 3 on the northeast side of Lamar's. She said the water surrounded us like an island. Water was creeping up the front porch by the time rescue workers arrived at around 12:30 p.m. Monday. The Lukeys expect to spend 3 days at a nearby motel but don't know what they'll do next. Stephanie says she and her husband are wondering what they've done to, quote, deserve this. Officials say Lamar's got nearly 4.25 inches of rain over the weekend. Much of Iowa is likely to deal with flooding this week as more rain falls on ground that is already saturated. The National Weather Service forecaster Kurt Kotenberg said 3 to 6 inches of rain is expected across Iowa this week after 6 to 8 inches of rain fell in the past few days. Kotenberg said the ground simply cannot absorb more water right now, so flash flooding will remain a concern across Iowa. Again, there is a flash flood watch for basically about 90% of the state until at least noon today. The Weather Service predicts the Iowa River will crest at a record 22 feet at Marshalltown early this week, so flooding is likely there. The town of New Hartford, about 11 miles west of Cedar Falls, is also at risk of flooding because water from Beaver Creek is flowing over a rural road that serves as a levee. Ames is setting up 2 self-serve sandbagging sites for residents who want to prepare for any flooding. The Des Moines television station KCCI reports each site will have shovels, sand, and bags. The sand and bags are free, but residents are asked to leave the shovels for others who want to protect their properties. The 2 locations are Iowa State University Towers parking lot off of Mortensen Road and near the intersection of South Dayton Place and Southeast 16th Street on the southeast side of Ames. An Iowa family is grappling with the death of a 2-year-old Emmitsburg boy who drowned over the weekend. KTIV reports the boy was one of 3 children inside a pickup truck that slipped out of gear and rolled into Five Island Lake Saturday night. Family members and bystanders were able to rescue 2 kids from the submerged truck, but Larson Charles Hansen remained trapped. Rescuers were able to pull Larson from the vehicle, but they could not revive him. He was declared dead at the Palo Alto County Hospital. State and local investigators plan to meet today to plan their next steps in the search for a missing 15-year-old Central Iowa girl. DCI agent Bill Keitzman said the meeting will give investigators an opportunity to determine their next reasonable steps. Keitzman said that the Iowa Department of Natural Resources officers continued their search Monday of the Des Moines River for any sign of Kathleen Shepherd. Police believe 42-year-old Michael Klunder abducted Kathleen and a 12-year-old girl a week ago at their school bus stop in Dayton. The younger girl escaped, but Kathleen hasn't been found. Klunder later committed suicide. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select a program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, Aileen Nancaro, age 96, of Exira, died Thursday. Funeral services for Aileen Nancaro will be held today at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Phyllis Taylor, age 87, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial graveside services for Phyllis Taylor will be held today at 10:30 at the Grant Cemetery in Grant. Selegren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Era Anderson, age 86, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Era Anderson will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mabel Henley, age 79, of Audubon, died Thursday. Funeral services for Mabel Henley will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. James Katzer, age 76, of Persia, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial service for James Katzer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Thelma Hammond, age 99, of Corvallis, Oregon, died January 10th. Graveside services for Thelma Hammond will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roger Newell, age 68, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Thursday. Funeral services for Roger Newell will be this Thursday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Izetta Bopp, a longtime Atlantic resident, age 100, died Sunday. Services for Izetta Bopp will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. Irma Chalfont, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Irma Chalfont will be this Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Don McCunn, age 80, of Messina, died Monday at his home. Services for Don McCunn are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And the news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. And in Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.